Yeah, the Animals, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. There was another version of that song in the 80s done by Santa Esmeralda, which I thought was a really good version. All right. The Department of Transportation has ruled that emotional support animals will not be considered service animals on flights anymore. It got kind of ridiculous after a while. People bring goats and turkeys and pigeons and all types of things on the plane. Throw out my emotional support. I think they drew the line finally. Goats and everything on an airplane. 7 o'clock, local news, timeless hits, Christmas music too. And we're talking about your aches and pains in just a moment, right here at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
At 7 o'clock, here's CBS News.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President-elect Trump may be giving up on getting his choice for defense secretary confirmed. Pete Hegseth's been up against allegations of sexual misconduct and alcohol abuse. Multiple sources tell CBS News Mr. Trump may replace him with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
One big thing going for DeSantis is he's someone who's actually served in uniform. He earned a law degree from Harvard and later served in the Navy as a lawyer or a JAG.
South Carolina's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on the growing concerns over Hegseth.
Some of these articles are very disturbing. He, you know, obviously has a chance to defend himself here, but, you know, some of this stuff is going to be difficult.
The Supreme Court will delve into the issue of trans kids today and whether states can ban gender-affirming care, like puberty blockers. Correspondent Jan Crawford.
We spoke to parents who had children who identified as trans, who wanted to have these medications, and they refused to let them have them. Instead, they went through intensive psychotherapy, and their children have subsequently detransitioned.
In South Korea, protesters marching towards the presidential office demanding Yoon Suk Yeol step down after triggering political chaos. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
First, lawmakers managed to defy President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law order by gathering to vote against it. Now, they've submitted a motion to impeach him. If at least two-thirds of Seoul's National Assembly vote to impeach Yoon, he could be ousted from office.
Rescue crews near Pittsburgh are up against new challenges as they search for a grandmother who may have fallen into a sinkhole after she went out to search for her missing dog Monday. Pennsylvania State Trooper Steve Lamani says that sinkhole is linked to an abandoned mine.
The water being pushed through the mines to help break down the materials so that we can suck it out is causing distress on the integrity.
New study says artificial intelligence is about to put a lot of real musicians out of work. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Pop star Ben Gaia's hit Sunshine Soul, the man and the music created by a German AI firm. A new study predicts people in the music sector will lose almost a quarter of their income within the next 4 years as the market for generative AI grows from $3 billion a year to a predicted $67 billion by 2028.
And both the CDC and the FDA have declared the deadly E. coli outbreak linked to raw onions on McDonald's quarter pounders officially over. S&P futures up 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wisconsin winter wind is picking up. A wintry mix of gusty winds and snow comes as a cold front moves through the state today. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. The combination of snow and strong winds is expected to cause blowing and drifting snow, potentially reducing visibility and making driving difficult. It won't be much snow. Forecasters say people should prepare for sub-zero wind chills into tomorrow morning. A Kenosha County teacher already charged with child-related sex crimes in Kenosha County now has charges moving forward in Racine County. In court yesterday, Anna Crocker appeared remotely in Racine through the Kenosha County Jail. The new charges in Racine include felony child enticement and exposing a child to harmful material. The former staff member at Riverview Elementary School faced initial charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a 12-year-old boy during a sleepover at her home. An additional bond amount of $100,000 was added yesterday. A preliminary hearing in Racine County is next week. There's another Kenosha court date in March. A social media post led to the arrest of a Kenosha high school student with a gun. Kenosha police arrested the Indian Trail High School student Monday after they got a tip. Officials say the 16-year-old boy didn't threaten anyone with the gun. School staff and police say they're checking their policies after an initial search of the student failed to find the weapon. And fine art for kids is free. The Milwaukee Art Museum has announced free admission for kids 12 and under. That's thanks to a gift from a donor. A statement says the generous donation aims to provide children with access to world-class art experiences and to foster family engagement. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers lose to Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers lost to Michigan last night, 67-64 in the Kohl Center. Wisconsin now 8-1, their first loss of the season. Greg Gard.
As I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half, and then untimely turnovers.
The Badgers face Marquette Saturday in Milwaukee. The Bucks advance to the NBA Cup quarterfinals after a 127-107 win over the Pistons in Detroit. Damian Lillard.
Coming into this game, like, they knew it was a big game for them, but it was a big game for us too. Closer towards, you know, getting to Vegas.
NFL, the 9-3 Packers head to Detroit to face the 11-1 Lions tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Josh Jacobs says it'll be a showdown.
Obviously, you know, they've been rolling. They've been playing really good ball. We feel like we've been playing good ball too. You know, they the top of the division, and that's what we hunting, so it's going to be fun.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Not if I had a good time Christmas time. How many of your mothers do this at Christmas time when you unwrap the gifts, they save the bows off of all of them? You never have a reason either. It's always, well, you never know. Okay, Mom, preparing for that Soviet bow embargo, yeah. Cuban ribbon blockade she's got. You get good gifts now. When you were a kid, you'd had no idea what to get your dad. Dad's got the shaft. Up until you turn 18, you got no concept of what to get your old man. Your dad's unwrapping your gift. You're 10 years old. You don't know what to get. He's trying to sound excited, you know. Oh, thanks, Jeff. Duraflame log. Maybe next year we can get a fireplace.
And good morning. It's 7:08. We have a special guest this morning, Ebe Tostrup. Did I get it right, Ebe?
You got it.
Get a little closer to that microphone. I don't want to miss anything you have to say.
All right.
Now, Ebe is from the Racine Disc Center.
Correct.
Doctor, I should say doctor. And we're talking about people with pain and how to get rid of them. And let's read the little statistic I got here. I had it just a second ago. What did I do with it? I had it in front of me. Now I forgot it. Oh, I just had it, and now I don't know what I did with it. I'll find it in a second. Let's talk about you first.
Sure.
You were born in Denmark.
Yes.
And you came over, what, in the 70s, late 70s?
Right. I came over as an exchange student originally back in 1978.
And you came to study just to go to high school or just college
just
or what?
Just came over to go to high school. And I originally went to Phoenix, Arizona. So that was a culture shock coming from the cold north to Phoenix, Arizona in August. Wow. That was an experience.
So how did you learn English? And you speak it, obviously you speak it well, you've been here for so many years. But what brought you to America? Why not stay in Denmark?
Well, I guess I had that spirit of adventure. So I wanted to come to the U.S. and the best opportunity at that time was to come over as an exchange student. So I spent a year in Phoenix, Arizona, and then went back to Denmark, and I did some college work over there, and I also served in the Danish Army. And then I was trying to find my way and decided to go into chiropractic. And back then, and still to this day, the leading institution for studying chiropractic was in Davenport, Iowa. So that's where I ended up. And did my studies down there.
You were in the Danish army.
Correct.
How many threats of attack do you have on Denmark?
Well, thankfully, the Swedes didn't attack that year. we were safe.
Norway, we're good friends with Norway. They didn't attack over the fjord.
So we were in good shape that year. So I escaped the army unscathed.
Here's a statistic. 40% of people have more aches and pains. It's because of the way they sit, the way they do certain things. Whether it's, you know, the way they sit at work, maybe they sleep odd in bed. We all have aches and pains. And your job is, as a detective, to go find out what's going on, right? Because that's basically what people say, I hurt.
Right.
And you got to figure out what the heck is going on and then fix it.
Right. It's rare that it's just one cause. It's rare you have somebody come in and say, oh, my neighbor dropped a box of rocks on my foot, and now I'm hurting. It's usually something.
That's not what you fix. You don't fix the pain of that. Pains we can't see.
Exactly. So it can be many reasons. It could be sitting wrong or sitting for too long. You've probably heard the saying that sitting is the new smoking, because we all have sedentary jobs these days, and it takes its toll. But also you can have old minor injuries that just deteriorate over the years, just from wear and tear.
Discs.
Yes.
Hence the Racine Disc Center.
Correct.
So where are these discs that everybody always talks about? Where are they located?
Well, there's discs between the vertebrae and the spine. So it is what separates the bones out. It provides cushioning to the spine and provides flexibility. You know, the bones don't bend, so you need the cartilage in between the bones to provide that flexibility. And as we age, the discs tend to degenerate, dehydrate, and become less flexible, and eventually they can start tearing and even herniate.
But this is when you get old. Do you ever find this in young people at all?
You do, yes.
Really?
Yes. But certainly back pain becomes more prevalent as we age.
Notice I'm sitting up straight when you're here.
Please.
My doctor, I went for my annual physical. I do it every year. And every year he says, stop slouching, because one day, all of a sudden, you won't be able to stand up straight, and that's going to be the end of it. Stop slouching. And I catch myself slouching. When I'm watching TV, I slouch in the couch. And like Dr. Seuss, the slouch in the couch. And I don't know all of a sudden, I'm there, laying like half on my back. And then I have get up, and I'm like, oh, I can't get up. I mean, is that part of our problem? We just have bad posture in this country?
Well, it certainly is a contributor, but that could be... There could be many reasons. Like I said, it could be old injuries or new injuries.
That old football injury?
Yeah. It can come back and haunt you years later. And you think back and say, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But again, you can do the wrong, you can perform the wrong lifting in the garage, in the yard. Or sometimes we just don't know exactly what we did. And that's when you start looking into doing various forms of testing to determine the cause.
I told you the story. I was sitting here once in the studio. This is years ago. And all of a sudden, a pain went shooting from my back into my brain. And they took me to the hospital. By the time I got to the hospital, it was gone. And that's a back spasm, I guess.
Right.
What causes that? Because that's not a bone thing. That comes and goes real quickly. What causes that?
Well, from your brief description there, I would think that most likely what happened is that you misaligned one of the small facet joints in the lower back, and it caused the nerves to react and caused the muscles to spasm out.
Oh,
it happens
brother.
Quite frequently, actually.
I got to tell you, there's no worse pain than that. Maybe a tooth pain is worse, but I mean, it went right through my brain. And you start screaming because you can't move in either direction. You're kind of stuck.
Right.
So what kind of treatments do you have for people like that? People that come in there and they just can't function. They're in pain. Their bones are out of whack. I mean, we got one set of bones. This is it, folks. Unless you get a hip replacement, and then maybe you can get something else. What do you do for these people?
Well, we have lots of options. Of course, the mainstay of the chiropractic profession has been the adjustments and manipulation of the spine and extremity joints. But we have such a large selection of therapies available. The crown jewel, so to speak, right now for us is the non-surgical spinal decompression, which treats severe back problems like degenerative disc disease, advanced arthritis, herniated discs, that sort of things.
And also, we use a robotic laser, which is very effective in reducing inflammation and pain.
Now, what do you do with the laser? I mean, this is new. When you came in today, you mentioned the laser.
Uh-huh.
And I never heard of fixing back pain with a laser.
Yeah. Like I said, it works on the cellular level. It increases the energy production inside each individual cell, so the tissue repairs faster. It is very effective in reducing inflammation. It increases the microcirculation to the tissue, so again, the tissue repairs much faster.
And everything I know about chiropractics, I learned from the TV show 2.5 Men, where Alan Harper is a chiropractor. And there was talk about the vertebrae, L1, L4, and how to snap things back. You can snap things back in again, huh?
Well,
or is it that just a comedy on TV?
Well, TV is never true to real life, of course.
I mean, everything I learned from chiropractics, I learned from that show.
Well, we might need to educate you a little more later. But anyway, you can certainly readjust and realign the joints in the spine or anywhere else in the body for that matter. And The old school rack 'em, stack 'em, crack 'em is not necessarily the way to go all the time. I mean, that's still
Let me a write place that down. For... I never heard that. Rack 'em, stack 'em, crack 'em.
Yeah, that was an inside chiropractic joke. But anyway, we have so many different ways to adjust the spine. It's not necessarily well.
That's the word. I need an adjustment, they say.
Correct.
That I hear. We're going to talk more about that in a moment. Dr. Ebe Tostrup.
Correct.
Am I getting that word right? Dr. Ebe Tostrup from the Racine Disc Center is here. It's right there on Rapids Drive. We'll give you the exact address in a few moments. And we're talking about your aches and pains and how to get rid of them. Because you can get rid of them, right?
In most cases, yes.
Yeah. It's, you know, nothing is guaranteed in life, especially when you're dealing with your body. But for the most part, yeah.
Correct.
We want to feel good without pills all the time. Because you could, people say, well, I'm on this pill. Yeah, but you can't do that forever. Because it's not good for you. All right, more coming up, but first, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character, John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And on our sister station tonight, WAOK AM 540.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com. Show the coupon at the pharmacy and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, Why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com.
Dr. E. Tostrup. From the Racine Disc Centers here on Rapids Drive. The exact address is 2827 Rapids Drive.
Correct.
Right across from the dog park. That's how I remember, because I used to bring my dog to the dog park all the time.
Right.
And you said the Racine Disc Center is relatively new.
Right. We joined a national provider group in January called Disc Centers of America. Pretty much to... highlight the fact that we specialize in treating the serious back conditions like herniated discs.
Okay, what happens when I walk in the front door and say, you know, they say, what's the matter? I hurt. And they really can't tell you. It's just pain. Correct. And it's shooting through their brain. What do you do when as soon as they walk in and say, just fix it?
Well, naturally, we start with a interview process, so to speak, trying to get to the heart of the matter, find out what makes it better, what makes it worse, how did it start in the first place? What have you tried so far to get rid of it? What has worked? What has not worked? What makes it worse? And just to kind of really get the backstory on things, and then we proceed into a complete orthopedic and neurological exam, and if need be, we'll take an x-ray and or review whatever studies you have on file already. A lot of people come to us as not necessarily the first, but after they tried other things, and we'll review the MRIs and whatnot and find out what is the true cause.
And give me some of the treatments you can do. You mentioned lasers. What else do you have?
Right. Well, again, the crown jewel, so to speak, is the non-surgical spinal decompression, which deals with the real significant back problems in both the lower back and also in the neck, actually. And we also perform what's called knee decompression, which is a very effective way to deal with arthritic conditions in the knee and even meniscal injuries. So it, again, decompresses the joint and assists in the healing of the tissue.
Man, I'm telling you, when you're in pain, you'll do anything. So yeah. So there's no surgery involved in your office at all?
No, it's all non-surgical, non-invasive.
So when somebody goes in there, do they walk out pain-free, or does it take it takes a while, right? It doesn't happen that fast.
Well,
if you've been suffering with back pain for a long time, you just can't fix it in one easy step, can you?
Typically not.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Yeah.
No.
Everybody wants you to.
Well, exactly. It's been hurting for 20 years. Fix it today.
that's good. For 20 years I've been in pain. I want this to be the last day.
Exactly.
It doesn't work like that.
Typically not, unfortunately. But we have a lot of options. So typically on most cases, we can offer some level of relief on the first visit. Again, it's a matter of finding out exactly what is the cause and try to address that as best you can.
So typically, what's is it back pain that people have, or do they have leg pain, hip pain? What's the most thing people come in with, back pain? I can imagine it's got to be back pain.
Yeah, lower back pain and sciatica.
Now, what's sciatic? I hear that. I have no idea what it is. Okay. I might have it for all I know, but I don't know what it is.
Right.
Is it a nerve?
Yeah. The sciatic nerve originates in the lower back, and it extends all the way down to the foot and toes. So if you have sciatica, you can have pain anywhere from the lower back and all the way to the toes.
That's half your body.
Yeah. And you can get numbness and tingling and weakness of the leg. And it's quite debilitating for people who truly suffer from sciatica.
Whoa. I've heard about it, but I never knew what it was. I know I don't have it, but I always hear, oh, my sciatica is bothering me.
Correct.
All the way from your back to your toes. But, and how do you fix that?
Well, again, it depends on the cause. Sometimes it's something fairly basic, like just a misalignment in the spine, and you do the realigning, readjusting of the spine. Other times,
you're dealing with an inflammatory process or a bulging or herniated disc.
People say take Motrin. Well, yeah, that'll help for 2 hours. Yeah. And then what do? You can't keep popping Motrin all day long.
Right. I've yet to see a case where it was a Motrin deficiency that was causing the pain, okay?
Motrin deficiency. So, I don't have enough Motrin in me. That's
the
problem.
I don't think that exists. So that is probably not the answer. When Motrin and that kind of medication helps, it's because the tissue is inflamed and your body responds with pain when things are inflamed. So your answer is to find the cause and correct it as best you can.
I saw in 60 Minutes years ago, they said we get out of our cars incorrectly. The way we get out, you're supposed to turn your whole body toward the outside and then stand up straight. We don't do that. We stick our feet out the door, then we twist our body to get out. And they said that causes a lot of problems with your spine and everything because we just don't do it correctly.
Correct.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You're supposed to turn your whole body toward the outside and stand up.
Right.
But we don't do that.
Very few people do that.
And that's why you're in business.
It's not the only reason, but it could be.
Because people don't do it correctly. Right. People don't take care of themselves.
Right.
Wow. Now, we sit in movie theaters now with those recliners. Mm-hmm. Good or no good?
Depends on how worn out they are.
No, these are brand new. You know, okay. The recliners in the movie theaters they have now. Because we used to sit in seats just straight up like this the whole time. Right. And that was it. Now we lay down on our backs and watch a movie.
Right.
Or take a snooze during the movie, depending how good it is. But I tell you, people, pain is pain and you want to get rid of it right away. And sounds like you're the place to go to get rid of pain. And this is without cutting anybody open.
Totally non-surgical, yes.
Yeah, wow. I'm thinking about the pains I have now. They're not bad. No, I don't have any pains really now. I'm just, crabby. You don't deal with that, do you? Okay, let me tell you, it's Dr. Ebe Tostrup. How many people you got working there? You have other doctors working there as well?
No, I'm the only doctor.
You're the only doctor? Okay.
Support staff.
Okay. Dr. Ebe Tostrup from Denmark. Not Denmark, Wisconsin, but the real Denmark.
The real deal.
Well, I hear a little bit of the accent. Just not a lot. Just, I probably wouldn't have noticed it if you didn't tell me. Okay, Dr. Ebe Tostrup from the Racine Disc Center, and they're located at 2827 Rapids Drive. Well, you must be happy they got rid of those orange barrels. They get rid of all of them yet? Just about?
I believe so, yes. We get a little reprieve until next spring.
That was a nightmare getting through there. It wasn't directly in front of your place, though, was it?
No.
It was just a little bit down
right
where that dog park is, the big intersection. And
right.
Yeah, wow. Dr. Ebe Tostrup from the Racine Disc Center now. And if everybody's got a phone number there, give me a phone number.
262-633-3123.
One more time there.
262-633-3123.
Get rid of the pain. Got a website?
Yes, RacineDiscCenter.com.
Oh, man, you got a good one. RacineDiscCenter.com, again, at 2827 Rabbits Drive in Racine, Dr. Ebe Tostrup. If you got pain, you have to get rid of it. You can't live with it.
Some people do, but life is better if you don't have to.
I like what you said. I've had this 20 years in my back. Get rid of it this afternoon. It doesn't always work like that. What was that other thing you said? That back cracking. What was that thing?
Oh.
Do
we need to repeat
that? Yeah, I just want to hear that again.
Rack 'em, stack 'em, and crack 'em.
Rack 'em, stack 'em. I know, it's a joke in your industry, but that's just like the way you said it before. Rack 'em, stack 'em, and crack 'em.
Yeah,
which you don't do anymore. You do things a little more procedure-ish.
Correct.
Lasers, I like that.
Yeah, it's very, very effective.
Yeah. I like anything that's effective, which doesn't involve a knife. That's good.
That's my angle.
Dr. Tostrup, thank you very much. I appreciate you being here this morning. Hopefully, we'll have helped a lot of people. But right now, got Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Sam was born in Virginia to a distinguished family. But he quit college to go live with the Cherokee Indians. They adopted him into the tribe. They named him the Raven. Then in 1812, Sam quit his happy nomad life with the Cherokees, joined the army, fought with Andy Jackson, became a major general. After the war, Sam's family had moved to Tennessee. He joined them there. He ran for Congress and got elected. Then returned to Tennessee, got elected governor. But while running for a second term, Sam married Eliza Allen, a girl from a fine family. Marriage lasted 11 days. I don't know whether drink drove him apart or the divorce drove Sam to drink. He never said, but at any event, he resigned as governor of Tennessee. He returned to the Cherokee Nation, and he stayed under the influence of Firewater for a very long time. Sam was going downhill fast. April 1832. Sam is back in Washington on an Indian mission for his adopted tribe, dressed in buckskin coat, beaver collar, hunting knife at his belt. On the evening of April 13, he's walking down Pennsylvania Avenue with Senator Buckner of Missouri and Representative Blair of Tennessee. They recognize a passerby as Congressman Stanbury of Ohio. Now, 1 month earlier, this Stanbury had said some very bad things about Sam on the floor of the House of Representatives, implied that Sam had been guilty of fraud on a contract with the Cherokee Nation. Well, Sam has with him a hickory cane cut from a tree at Andy Jackson's Hermitage in Tennessee. And Sam picks up this cane, and he goes after Congressman Stanbury right then and there, and he clobbers him good. Stanbury pulls a pistol, but the flintlock misfires and it doesn't go off. So Stanbury boils up, boils over, brings charges before Congress that he has been attacked for words spoken in Congress. And Sam was sentenced to be reprimanded by the Speaker of the House. Standing shakily on the bottom rung of the ladder, Sam, already a discredited and beaten man, was sentenced and was censured. But then a strange thing happened. Sam stayed in Washington and changed his ways. At the instant of that public censure, some dormant greatness took hold of Sam, and when American history needed the steady hand of an uncommon man to capture Texas from the Mexicans, they sent for Sam. When the infant Texas needed a steady hand to hold it together and to mold it into an independent republic, they elected Sam to be its first president. Everything had changed. The man who had staggered, who had fallen, had been mysteriously lifted up again. When Texas was admitted to the Union, Sam, the one-time drunken loafer from the Indian Nation, went back to Washington as a United States Senator. Yes, this is the story of a man who was driven by his own weaknesses to his knees. And then, due to a public censure, he rose again to such prominence as he might never have known otherwise. The great state of Texas went on to send Sam to the Senate of the United States for 14 years and then brought him home to become the governor of that state. And then, for all time to come, Texas gave to its largest city his name, Sam Houston. Now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, we've got another rest of the story coming up with Dan Marcus this afternoon, 12:05 here at WRJN. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. 7:33 at WRJN. Let's check news this morning, see what's happening locally, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wisconsin winter wind is picking up. A wintry mix of gusty winds and snow comes as a cold front moves through the state today. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. The combination of snow and strong winds is expected to cause blowing and drifting snow, potentially reducing visibility and making driving difficult. It won't be much snow. Forecasters say people should prepare for sub-zero wind chills into tomorrow morning. A Kenosha County teacher already charged with child-related sex crimes in Kenosha County now has charges moving forward in Racine County. In court yesterday, Anna Crocker appeared remotely in Racine through the Kenosha County Jail. The new charges in Racine include felony child enticement and exposing a child to harmful material. The former staff member at Riverview Elementary School faced initial charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a 12-year-old boy during a sleepover at her home. An additional bond amount of $100,000 was added yesterday. A preliminary hearing in Racine County is next week. There's another Kenosha court date in March. A social media post led to the arrest of a Kenosha high school student with a gun. Kenosha police arrested the Indian Trail High School student Monday after they got a tip. Officials say the 16-year-old boy didn't threaten anyone with the gun. School staff and police say they're checking their policies after an initial search of the student failed to find the weapon. And fine art for kids is free. The Milwaukee Art Museum has announced free admission for kids 12 and under. That's thanks to a gift from a donor. A statement says the generous donation aims to provide children with access to world-class art experiences and to foster family engagement. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm guessing a lot of Wisconsin farmers don't like what they're seeing in the marketplace today for prices. Will it get any better next year? I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that's a fair question. He's encouraging farmers to take a look at opportunities now because of the uncertainty that a new administration and a new calendar year could bring not only to our domestic markets, but the global economy.
Things for producers that really are focused on, obviously the market's got right in front of us, what's happening after we get inauguration and in the first 100 days of the Trump presidency, the tariffs, the chatter regarding tariffs is a daily thing in the news wires right now. I do think that's keeping the market somewhat subdued here, just waiting for what the reactions are going to be to that. It's not so much the implication of the new tariffs coming on board or the additional pressure in that trade side of things. It's going to be what's going to be the reaction from other countries.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We do have another big World Ag Supply Demand report that he says could be a driver in the marketplace. That occurs next week. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning. Well, corn and beans are lower. Wheat is not. I've got details next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese gained 4.5 cents to 165. 40-pound block cheese up 3.25 at 167. Double A butter, 2.75 cents stronger at 252.25. Now, in overnight electronic trade, we've got March corn unchanged at 432. January soybeans are down 6.5 at 985. The March wheat is up a penny at 548. July new crop up a penny, 563. Currently, the January Class 3 milk in Chicago that goes into cheese up 20 cents at 1884 a hundredweight. So a simple snapshot on where the numbers stand going into a Wednesday trade session. I'm PM Yankee.
Cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Whenever there's a plane crash in this country, the news media love to use the term miracle, don't they? Like, if a plane crashes and no one is killed, they say it was a miracle that no one was killed. If a plane crashes and a few people are killed, they say it was a miracle that more people weren't killed. If a plane crashes and there's only one survivor, they say it was a miracle that that person survived. If a plane crashes and everybody is killed, they say it was a miracle the plane just missed hitting that warehouse on the ground. If the plane hits the warehouse, they say it was a miracle it didn't hit an hour earlier when it was crowded with people. And if it's when it's crowded with people and everybody is killed, they go and find that guy that missed the flight by 5 minutes. They say it was a miracle he got a flat tire on the way to the airport. Remember that one plane just disappeared a couple years ago, that Malaysian thing? I don't have a fear of flying, but I do have a fear of just disappearing someday. Where's Dennis? Nobody knows. He was sitting in that chair a couple of months ago. Nobody's seen him since.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done?
Christmas, John Lennon. I think Yoko was on that song, too. I'm not sure, but I think I may have detected her. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics as well, right here at WRJN. There was a big banner in Times Square in New York City years ago, and it said, "War is over. Happy Christmas, John Lennon," which is the name of the song, "Happy Christmas, War is Over." So that was kind of neat. I remember when I saw that, he got a big billboard in Times Square for that. People were asked if different things count as stealing or not. 76% said if a cashier gives you too much change and you keep it, that is stealing. 7% said it's not stealing if someone else's coat is taken by you by mistake and you keep it. That's not stealing. Of course it's stealing. What are you talking about? 743 at WRJM. Looking for a chance of rain and snow showers today right now. Clearing 27 degrees at Radio Park.
Baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving, not to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, not to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Baby,
Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Love, and 746 WRJN. I have some Christmas music trivia for you here. Earlier this morning, we mentioned one of them when we played I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5. A Virginia broadcasting company, West Virginia Broadcasting Company, initially banned that song from their radio stations. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus when it came out in the 1950s. They thought Mommy was cheating with Santa instead of kissing her husband in a Santa suit. I can't believe people couldn't figure that out. I mean, I was a little kid and I figured it out. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You actually came out in 1994. Didn't hit number one on the Billboard charts until 2019. George Michael wrote Last Christmas in his childhood bedroom during a visit to his parents' house back in 1983. The five golden rings in the 12 Days of Christmas probably isn't jewelry. Some say it's the line referred to and the yellow rings on a pheasant's neck, the old-time name for goldfinches. Rumor has it, Lou Monty's Dominic the Donkey, financed by the Gambino crime family. Carlo Gambino, when he passed away just a few about 2 miles from me. He lived in my hometown in Massapequa, New York. I just thought I'd throw that in there. The Von Trapp Singers, who inspired the movie The Sound of Music, were the first act ever to record The Little Drummer Boy. Brenda Lee recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree when she was just 13 years old. And Bob Geldof was able to get such a star-studded ensemble for Do They Know It's Christmas because he contacted the singers directly, bypassing their managers and record labels. Hey, what works, works, huh? 748 at WRJN.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and loved ones on goals, seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Don't miss your chance to meet a Green Bay legend. Saturday, December 21st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Studebaker. Celebrate one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history with an autographed signing by Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Purchase a Blu-ray copy of You Can If You Will, the Jerry Kramer story, to make the day even more memorable. So fuel up, grab a bite, and meet a legend at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine, where fast and fantastic meet Hall of Fame greatness.
The second day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Check out Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love?
Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, local news, timeless hits, and some really good Christmas music, too, right here at WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary historic AM frequency of 1400. I see Microsoft once filed for a patent for a new sensor that monitors people's body language during meetings and tells the boss how bored you really are. Whoa. No word if they roll that out to the public, but yikes. That sounds pretty dangerous. It's 7:54. We're looking for rain and snow showers possible today. Highs near 37 right now. Partly cloudy and 28.
You're sweet.
When people daydream at work, they say. Researchers found daydreaming helps people come up with more creative solutions than whatever they're working on. Also helps them get through challenging projects. What did I say? I was not paying attention. Was I saying something important there? I'm not sure. I think I dozed off for a second, daydreamed. Here come the animals. We got to get out of this place. WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch his hair been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life.
one thing I know is true.